We are following news on a number of fronts today. There's a new warning that this winter could bring a second wave of the pandemic, but many states are moving ahead with plans to reopen parts of their economies. Others are being more cautious.
In Washington state, restrictions on public life will remain in place for weeks now, even though the coronavirus cases appear to have peaked there last month. Governor Jay Inslee says that while the state's spread of COVID-19 is likely on the decline, many of Washington's stay-at-home restrictions will stay in effect past the previously set expiration date of May 4th. And joining us now for more is Austin Jenkins. He's political reporter for the Northwest News Network. And Austin, what more did Inslee say?
Well, in a televised address last night, the governor said that unlocking the economy here will look more like the turning of a dial than the flip of a switch. And he warned that many of the restrictions that are in place today under his stay-home order are likely to extend past May 4th when that order is set to expire.
Okay. So Republican governors from four southern states have been criticized for their plans to roll back these social distancing measures over the next few weeks. But Washington is one of several states where there have been these protests of these stay-at-home orders. How are people reacting to the state's plans?
You know, by and large, I think the sense is that of the 7.6 million people in this state, there's large buy-in and cooperation and adherence to these orders. And that's essentially staying home and not being out and about as much as possible. And if you're a non-essential business, closing up shop. That said, I'm sensing that there is a little bit more frustration building. We had 2,500 people at the Capitol protesting on Sunday. Franklin County over in southeast Washington, which is a more conservative county, has now voted to reopen in direct defiance of the governor's order. So I don't think there's widespread opposition or resistance at this point, but there's certainly some of that kind of burbling beneath the surface and now coming up.
Okay, I want to ask you one more thing. Inslee also said last night that he sent a letter to Vice President Mike Pence asking for more help with test kits and contact tracing. How many people in Washington state are being tested, and how far behind is this whole effort from where public health officials say they need to be?
You know, we've been asking for these data points for a long time, and finally we're starting to hear some specifics. So sounds like at its peak, the state of Washington, which, by the way, has plenty of lab capacity, the issue has been testing capacity, was testing about 4,000 people a day. That's actually dropped down recently, and they're not sure if that's because of less demand or because supplies are so tight. But what the governor says is the goal is to be testing 20 to 30,000 people a day. And that is so important in terms of having that public health surveillance system in place so that as you're unlocking the economy, you can spot new cases and flare-ups and extinguish them quickly. So we're a long ways from what the governor thinks we need to be in terms of full testing capability, or what you might call widespread testing.
That's Austin Jenkins, political reporter for the Northwest News Network. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.